and welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I'm your host, Dawn Mack, and I'm so glad to be here with you this evening. And I want to welcome everyone in. And if you're brand new to our program, your first-time listener, welcome aboard. You're in for a great treat tonight. I know we've got lots of fans who are just so excited about our guest, and so we're going to kind of get right into it. Just to give you an idea of some of the great things that she's done, our special guest is the newest series regular on NBC's Days of Our Lives, portraying the role of Teresa. She previously starred as Maxie Jones on General Hospital. She was also in Weinstein's critically acclaimed feature film, The Artist, winner of 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. She's also known for her comedic skills and starred on MTV's improvised comedy series, Disaster Date. Other recent projects include the films The Book of Esther, Turnaround Jake, Revelation Road, The Olivia Experiment, The Backup Bride, and One Small Hitch, as well as television appearances on Castle, 2 and a Half Men, Rules of Engagement, Criminal Minds, and iCarly. When she's not acting, she is actively involved in various charities and even garnered the National Educators Award for her work in Guatemala. We are so very proud and honored to welcome Jen Lilly. Hello, Jen.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Dawn. I'm excited to be on your show tonight.
Well, we are excited for you to be here as well, and thank you so much for giving us your time a little bit this evening. You've got, I must tell you right out of the gate, you've got lots of fans listening tonight. We've got people in the chat room, and so people are really anxious to hear from you, and that's so exciting for us, but how exciting for you indeed. So welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I want to first congratulate you on the early success of your new role of Teresa on Days of Our Lives. I mean, my gosh, it is, you have just really helped explode the show. You've been a great addition to the show thus far. And how is everything going for you?
It's going great. I'm loving it. I mean, it's challenging and scary at the same time, which is the best place you could possibly be as an actor. So I'm loving every day. There's not a day that goes by on set where I feel bored. Sometimes when you play the same character as an actor, you start to get a little bored, and you want to just do other things. But I'm loving it. I'm having a blast.
Well, I have to say, I'm a new fan of yours. I absolutely love you in the role of Teresa, and I have to admit, I'm also a new Days fan. I've been watching since earlier in the year, and I completely understand why so many fans rave about the show, and the show has as many fans as it does. I mean, needless to say, I was hooked the first time I tuned in. It's just a great show. I love how there's so many different storylines. You know, there's not one focal storyline that everything else revolves around. I mean, there's lots of different dynamics there.
Yeah, it's really good writing lately, too. You know, every soap, I think, has ebbs and flows. Where sometimes as an audience member, you're like, I don't know about these stories right now, but I am loving everything. I mean, because I've gotten there, I've actually been watching myself, too. And, I mean, not myself watching myself, but, you know, the show in general. Mm-hmm. And I'm really liking it as well. And, I mean, I have to tell you, like, there is nothing but more amazing stuff coming up. I haven't gotten one script where I've thought. I don't know about this episode. Every script, I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's really good.
Well, you know, the thing about it is of course, I think, you know, summertime and the soaps, it's always really ramped up, and the storylines get real intense, and they're real good, and I know I probably speak for a lot of Days fans out there, I don't know how the show could possibly get any better than it is right now. I mean, there are so many great things going on, the show, so much drama, and you're left every day, not just Friday cliffhangers, but every day you are left on the edge of your seat going, oh my gosh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Is it time for it to come on yet? I mean, it has been that way for a while now.
I agree. So just hold on to your seat because you don't even know.
It's about to get crazy.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to talk about your character, Teresa, because she has really come out of the gate with no holds barred, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, she has no respecter of persons or space at all. So I enjoy her because she has no filter, and it's really fun to play.
Well, what has been your favorite thing about playing her thus far?
Actually, the episode so far, I mean, if I had to pick my favorite episode so far, probably. I mean, at least it's like on-set experience-wise, is actually the one that airs tomorrow. I will be spying on Daniel, and I hear that he has lunch plans, and so I coincidentally bump into him at the pub, and it is hysterical. I mean, Sean Christian and I, they're always like, Sean, don't look at her. Sean, don't look at her, because we both do comedy, and it's just funny. I mean, off of days, he has a comedy series called Addicts Anonymous, and then I come from like a pure comedy background, so I get to do a lot of physical humor, and it was just hysterical. I don't know how I got through with those scenes that are airing tomorrow without laughing. Because we laughed every time during rehearsal. It was literally, that was the direction they gave him. They're like, don't care for the time of day. Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
Well, you know, it's just really awesome.
Oh, that's going to be hilarious. I mean, the thing I love about your character is that she really does have that undertone of comedy and everything. I mean, even from her snarkiness, you know, with the back and forth banter with Jennifer, to how she just, you know, leads JJ around by, you know, if you want a leash, my gosh. You know, and it's just hilarious how she just goes at everything with a little tongue-in-cheek, you know, satire. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And, I think that's awesome. And I think it's got to be fun, too, to play kind of that, you know, villainous wannabe, you know, bad girl wannabe character, too.
Yeah, she's pretty bad, though, you'll find. Every time I get it, oh, my God, she's so much worse than I. Who is this girl? But it's like crazy because there are girls out there that are like her, you know. I mean, I don't know if you watch MasterChef, but I should totally not talk crap about another person. But I'm sorry, if you're on a reality TV series, you have a target on your back. There's a girl named Natasha on MasterChef show, and I call her fake Kardashian. I'm like, oh, God, fake Kardashian's on. And every time she opens her mouth, I'm like, she is Teresa. Like, this girl is so mean. Like, I can't even believe this is real. But I'm like, this is proof that people like Teresa exist. I'm like, you're heartless. So, yeah, it's just really fun to play. And I love that they write the comedic beats and stuff. And, I mean, that's, like, all praise to the writers because that's one thing I always say. I'm like, I love talking to writers because I don't know how they do it. But the clever one-liners, I love it. They're so fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about it is you play this character so well, and you definitely, you know, made Teresa your own so soon after your arrival. And if you could only describe her in three words, what would they be?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, my goodness. No, just kidding. Feisty, manipulative, and, oh, gosh. Feisty, manipulative, and broken, probably, because I think she is a little broken on the inside.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's definitely got some issues, but she just skips right along, you know?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I find interesting about your character is she's already shaping up to be one of those characters that people, you know, either love or hate. But honestly, thus far, you know, on social media in particular, I've seen nothing but mad love for your character. I mean, people really do love Jen Lilly, but they are loving this character that you're playing.
Yeah, and I'm actually really surprised about that because I was talking to Teo Pangalos, you know, we worked on the Book of Esther together, and for anyone who's listening who doesn't know who he is, you should go watch his stuff because he's brilliant. But he was a demure on the show, and he was a villain. And I talked to him about, I was just like, how do you handle the fans that think you are your character and just, like, really hate you because you're evil? Like, I've never played anybody that's evil. And, you know, I had a really tough time out of the gate with General Hospital, and I was just like, I just was bracing myself for people to just be really nasty again, and they've been great. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, thank God they like her. So, you know, I'm like, I kept saying, I was like, I hope that she's the girl that you love to hate, you know, instead of just want her to be dead. So,
well, I think I can speak for many Dave fans out there, and I'm happy to call myself a Dave fan now, but I hope that you are on Dave for a long time to come, because you have been such a nice addition to the show. And given all the different things that are going on with the show right now, you are just fitting in perfectly with a lot of those storylines. And of course, to think, oh, my gosh, it's going to ramp up even more from here. This is incredible. So
we're preheating the grill right now. I mean, you don't even know. We haven't even served the meal. We're just preheating the grill.
Well, that's good, because, you know, that means that you guys are going to be keeping us in suspense for a good while to come, and we love that.
What do you
think is one of the most misunderstood things about your character thus far? Because, you know, she is, like you said, she's spicy and she's manipulative, and we're seeing all this, but what do you think is probably a misunderstood thing about her?
You know, it's a tricky situation to say, because on one hand, she is broken and a little bit. I mean, she's a fighter, you know. She, instead of being broken and vulnerable, she's broken and hardened. She's very jaded, and she has daddy issues because Charles Shenesy's character, Shane, her dad, Shane Donovan on the show, he left when she was really young, and, you know, he didn't even know that he was her father for a long while. Excuse me. And so then he he's off and on, in and out of her life, and only for short stints. And then Kimberly Brady, her mother on the show, she turned her life around eventually, and that's great, but she started as a prostitute. And I have chosen, I don't know whether I'm correct, but, you know, as actors, we have to make choices, and it's better to make a strong choice than a weak choice. So I have chosen that Teresa knows that, I decided that Teresa knows about Kimberly's past, because it's helpful. It gives me a motivation. And then also, Kimberly, she cleaned her life up. So she was a prostitute. Shane rescued her out of that, basically. And she became a child psychologist, which is a whole other whammy, because, I mean, my mom's awesome. My real mom, Jen Lilly, as Jen Lilly, I'm saying, my biological mother who raised me, is wonderful. But she studied child psychology at the University of Virginia, and it was always tricky growing up because you can't get away with anything. And, you know, and child psychologists can be very manipulative, even though they're trying to manipulate you in a good way. It's just hard. And so that's what Kim was for, you know, for Teresa. And then Teresa also, I think that Kimberly just really clamps down hard on her as a single parent, because single parents, most of the time, I mean, it's there are some dichotomies and people that find balance, but generally, single mothers are either going to be completely lax and try to be their child's friend, or they're going to overcompensate the missed parent, and they're going to just be overbearing. And I think that Kimberly was really overbearing on her. So that's why a couple episodes ago where Teresa's talking to JJ, and she's like, you know, no, God forbid I – or maybe she's talking to Kayla, you know, God forbid I embarrass the great Brady name. It's like, clearly she's heard this over and over and over again in her life. And it's tricky, you know, it's tricky. I know just from being a judge's daughter, it's hard, because it's like everybody's watching you, and you have to, like, be on your best behavior. You're always trying to live up to something. And so I think that she has a lot of issues, but at the same time, I don't want to make excuses for her as a person, because I know she's a fictional character, but personally, you know, I know real people that have come from horrible backgrounds that, you know, have made better choices and are not jaded, and they're very nice people. And, you know, so it's like, what does the audience not know about her? She's pretty broken, and she is, you know, she's sensitive, and she lashes out in anger instead of remorse, you know, vulnerability. But at the same time, I don't want to really make too many excuses for her, because she's pretty nasty on the inside.
Well, and you know, the thing I love is that, you know, the antagonism between she and Jennifer right now, I mean, it's almost like, you know, knowing the background, you know, Teresa's background and who her mom was and everything, it's almost like she just pours the fact that Jennifer is this goody-goody, you know, and there's maybe some jealousy deep down that, gosh, why couldn't my mom have been like this, you know? And so you see that antagonism and that conflict, and, you know, and she's going to push against Jennifer every chance she gets. And now we see she's trying to move in on Daniel. We see the wheels clicking. You haven't, you know, the character hasn't said much, but we know what's going on upstairs.
Yeah, Sean and I are always talking about it in our dressing room. We're like, oh, they're going to put us together. What do you think is going to happen? Well, what do you think? What do you, did you get the script? Did you read the script? What do you think this one means? So,
I love
such a recipe for hilarity.
Yeah, well, I love how you guys, you know, being actors, are also guessing just right along with the fans as to what's going to happen next kind of thing. So, you know, and you got to go play it, you know?
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, once again, we see why the writers of Days are proving why the show was chosen as outstanding drama at this year's Daytime Emmys. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, and this is just your opinion only, with your character, of all the storylines that the writers could have concocted for Teresa, why do you think they chose recreational drug use? I mean, we know that's kind of a prevalent topic in our society, but now this is assuming, of course, that Teresa, the character, is not hooked and, you know, addicted to drugs. I mean, it just seems like it's a recreational thing at this point. But all the storylines.
She actually is an addict. She is an addict. She's only getting pot right now from JJ because, and that's not really a spoiler, it's kind of been hinted at in a lot of the episode, you know, like what she said to JJ. I love skiing, and I was, like, asking as the writers, I'm, like, not a drug user at all. And I was, like, skiing, like, no, cocaine? And you're, like, yeah. And I was, like, okay. So, you know, the thing is that she has to ease JJ in because she's new to Salem, and so she's trying to still learn the ropes, you know what I mean, and figure out who the dealer can be. So she's using JJ, you know, obviously as an easy way to get weed to relax her. But I think that she's an addict, and I think that she uses drugs and sex as a way to just escape the fact that she is embarrassing the great Brady name, and she knows it. And, you know, sometimes it's like she's just in this pit, and she's in this downward spiral, and instead of trying to stop and fix it and admit her fault, which is embarrassing, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to go to their family and be like, you guys are right, I messed up. You know, she doesn't want to face the reality that she's actually really smart, and I think she could have gone to Yale or Princeton had she applied herself. But I think, you know, she probably did poorly in school just to, like, spite her mother. You know what I mean? Just to be like, oh, you don't want me to embarrass you? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm an embarrassment to you, because I feel like she didn't think that. I know her parents love her. You know what I mean? As an actor and as an outsider, as Jen Lilly, I'm saying, I know her parents love her because we all know somebody that's an addict, and it's horrifying, and it's so hard to watch because it's like, do you even know how beautiful and wonderful and talented you are? And what are you doing with your life? And I think Teresa just doesn't want to face the fact that her parents do love her, and I think that she feels rejected. You know, she feels like there's an expectation that she can't meet. So instead of dealing with it and applying herself and turning herself around, she's like, well, at this point, I've already, like, hit, like, I've gone so far down that it's too embarrassing to even deal with, so I'm just going to keep using and keep using. So I think that she uses sex and drugs as an escape.
Yeah. Well, and I must tell you, over those episodes there where she would not get that file done, my OCD tendency wanted to go through the screen and do it for her. I was like, come on, Teresa. You know, it was just hilarious. When you threw those files on the floor and, you know, it just went off, I was like, you know, okay, so now the files are on the floor. This is really driving me up a wall. But, you know, it really, the way you played that was just brilliant.
I was thinking, yeah, I kept telling them when they were taping it, I was like, do you guys want to go straight to tape? Like, I'm not going to knock these over on rehearsal. And I was like, I tried to knock them in a pile. They're like, it's fine, Jen. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's like, somebody has to clean that up. And like, because of, like, laws, the actors can't help. And you're just like, I just have to watch somebody clean up a mess I just made. This is horrible.
I know, really? Well, I would be so remiss if we didn't talk about that incredible film, The Artist, which is winner of five Academy Awards, including Best Picture. And it's a romantic comedy film in the style of black and white. Silent film, and what was it like working on a motion picture like this?
Oh my God. I mean, I feel like emotionally even talking about it because it was so amazing. I love silent films. You know, growing up, I was never actually like a big TV and movie buff just because I grew up in Roanoke, Virginia, and it's not that, you know, my parents always told me, like, you can be whatever you want to be, you know, and I grew up in that healthy, like, encouragement, but at the same time, you don't ever think that you would be an actor. So you just don't think of it because it's just, you know, of your reach. It's, you live in Roanoke, Virginia. You need to either become a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor, you know, like, go to school and do something with your life. You're never going to be an actor. So I wasn't really, like, that into movies and stuff like a normal person that, you know, wants this as their career. But I always liked silent films. And I don't know, you know, I think I was just born in the wrong time period sometimes. Not really, but, I mean, I'm really into, like, the 1930s and 40s and 50s, and I'm so infatuated with Hollywood's golden era and silent film. And so just to work on a silent film, first of all, was so exceptional and so cool because you, I mean, that's like, it's just crazy that one was even made in 2011. I mean, it took them 10 years to get funding for it because everybody said, that's ridiculous. Why would anybody go to watch a silent film when they can watch, you know, The Bourne Identity or something amazing now, like the sound and special effects. That's a waste of time. So it was really incredible, and, you know, the director and the crew was French, and French people are so cute, you know. They're just, like, they love what they do, and they're so joyful, and everything was about having fun, and, I mean, the wardrobe, everything, the sets, it was just incredible. I mean, it was so incredible, and you really did feel like you're walking back in time, and I mean, I still can't believe that I was in that film. It's just, I couldn't have asked for more in my career.
Well,
okay,
congratulations,
but, you know,
on
let's
the
just
success.
Say, what if, you know? Thank you.
That's right. Lastly, before we launch into calls, I wanted to touch on your charity work because I know you are very much an advocate of charities that focus on protecting children from physical and sexual abuse. What drew you to that kind of charity work?
I love kids, and I thought about, before I moved to LA to become an actress right out of college, I had three teaching job offers, and I really thought about taking them because I really love kids, and I long-term substitute taught a kindergarten class for, you know, 6 months before I moved here because I graduated early from college. And I remember just, like, every day I would go home and, you know, you're just laughing about things that the kindergartners say and you don't have a dull day. You know what I mean? It was just like, oh, God, I love children. And I have two younger siblings that, you know, I was old enough to help raise them. And I've always loved kids. And child abuse just, I mean, it breaks my heart. And the thing is the statistics are so bad right now in the United States. And I think we're a country that's really good about covering up our issues, you know? I mean, it's like we forget that we're in three wars right now. You know what I mean? Like, we're in three wars right now. And you forget that because we go about our day. And the same thing with child abuse. I mean, statistics right now, I mean, last time I checked, which I should check again, but it was 1 in 5 children now in every classroom are being brutally abused. And we're not just talking about, you know, a spanking or whatever. I mean, I'm from Virginia. I don't necessarily think spankings are bad within reason. But I'm talking your child is having to swallow ammonia and bleach as a punishment. You know, you're burning their hand. You're making them eat their own feces. You're starving them or, you know, psychologically.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And this is 1 in 5 children. And so I got involved because it's an issue that I just feel like every child deserves their innocence, you know, and sexual abuse is really bad. And especially with the economy, you know, since the recession hit, it used to be 1 in 7. And, you know, parents get frustrated because they can't pay their bills, and we can all relate. I mean, I feel like most people, myself included, have gone through a time period where, like, I don't know how I'm going to make this. I don't have $5 to buy something. You know, like, I went through that out of college. You know, my parents didn't help me at all. They were, like, emotional support in me, but I'm not one of those kids that my parents gave me jack. I mean, I ate rice and eggs for 7 months when I moved out here every day because that was all I could afford. And it's like, so, you know, parents get stressed, and the ones that don't know how they're in, a lot of times they take it on kids. They don't even know how bad they're taking it out on kids. And it's just a cycle. You know, if you're a child of abuse, a lot of times, unfortunately, you're going to abuse your own children. So I work with Child Help and the Innocent Justice Foundation, and they also, both of those charities, give over 90% of every dollar goes toward the cause, which is pretty incredible because people forget that you have to pay, they have to pay their mortgage or their rent wherever the facilities are. They have to pay for, you know, their employees. Employees at charities generally don't make a lot of money, but they still have to pay them. You know, they have to pay their electricity and yada, 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 all down the line. So the statistic is any charity that gives more than 89% of the dollar and that goes toward the cause is considered really good, and they give over 95%. Mm-hmm. And then the Innocent Justice, and we'll get to calls, but the Innocent Justice Foundation, what they do, when I was searching for charities because I just, I'm a Christian, and I was kind of praying about it, and I've worked with a lot of water charities, and I don't know, over the past, like, 4 years, I'm still really into the water charities, but I really felt like the Lord was like, you know what, you live here in the United States, and I put you there for a reason, and you need to help people here. You know, because I feel like so many people focus on going over to Africa and going elsewhere, and I'm not at all saying that that is bad. I mean, people are needed everywhere, and I feel like wherever you're led to go, that's where you should go, you know, wherever your heart is. And, you know, like I said, I've done, you know, like you said, I've been working in Guatemala. I'm all about doing wherever you want to get involved, just get somehow. I just convicted about America. So I started researching, and I somehow came across the Innocent Justice Foundation because they're accredited by, you know, some very legitimate source as being, you know, a trustworthy charity. And I learned that 80% of the world's child pornography is produced and exported from the United States. And I started weeping when I found that out. I was at my computer. I was like 3 a.m, I'm doing research, and I just lost it, like alone in my office at my computer, because you always think of Russia and Thailand, and it's like, no, this is happening here. And so that's why I got involved, because it just appalled me. And I'm all about a lot of charities, but to me, it's like, I can't think of charities that are more worthy than protecting children.
Well, and we applaud you for being involved, because you're making a difference, and because that is your platform. I mean, you know, it will encourage those listening tonight to get involved. And, you know, and it's just like the other day on the news when they were talking about that huge prostitution ring and that they broke up, and all the kids, the teenage girls, you know, I have a teenage daughter, and it just broke my heart. And I was just amazed that it was right here in the U.S., right up under our nose, and to think there's more of it out there that they have yet to bust up.
Well, it's horrible. It's disgusting. Human trafficking is a huge issue right now. They say there's more slaves in the world today than any other time in history.
Wow.
It's
That's
just amazing.
Very sobering.
I work with
it
is so sobering, and there's a campaign, if anybody wants to check it out, a charity that's so amazing, and there's very few charities that I honestly will endorse, just because, unfortunately, a lot of shady stuff happens with charities. One of the ones I endorse is 21, and they try to break it down and make, because statistics are overwhelming, and so they try to just tell one person's story at a time. So you're like, wait a second, these are real people. These aren't just numbers, you know, because it's overwhelming. You're like, however many people, you know, like one in however many of us are in slavery right now, and it's, you can't wrap your head around it, so they try to break it down and personalize it, and it is here in the United States. I mean, it's insane. It's ladies, men too, especially ladies. If you go to coffee, there is one story, it's called Natasha's story, and I know we'll get to calls, but I just want to talk about this. There's this girl, I guess she was like my age, you know, in her early to mid-20s, and she went on a blind date, in the sense that her friends knew this guy. I think he was, don't quote me on this, but I think he was one of their neighbors or something. And they, you know, they knew this guy well enough to be like, oh, you should meet our friend Natasha. You know, totally typical. You know, that happens all the time. That's how a lot of people meet. Oh, I met through friends. And she went to coffee with this guy. And she went to the bathroom, you know, thought the day was going well, went to the bathroom because, of course, she's drinking coffee. Comes back, she keeps drinking her coffee, and he had drugged her coffee, and the next time she woke up, she was in a crate being shipped to Greece.
Gosh.
And that happened here in the United States. Here in the United States. And it was, and I mean, it's just like, I don't even know. I mean, she ended up getting rescued by the A21 campaign, but I mean, that's it's happening right and left, and it's just scary. So I always tell girls, like myself included, I carry pepper spray, I carry mace, you know, take a defense class, really be on your game. Don't park in an alley at night, and, you know, don't be talking on your cell phone while you're going to your car, unless you're talking to a friend that's like, call 911 if you but be focused and watch out for yourself, because you really cannot trust people, you know, I mean, and it's sad, but it's you have to be so careful who you trust. So anyway,
that is so true and very good advice. Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing that. I mean, that is, it's very sobering, it's very heart-wrenching to think that things like this go on in the greatest nation on earth, you know, and it's just appalling, like you said. Since we have a few minutes left, do you mind taking a call or two?
No, not at all. No, I never mind taking a call.
All right. Okay, sure. All right, 615 area, you're on with Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Do you know who this is?
I recognize your voice. Is this Christy?
No.
This Amanda?
No.
Who is this? Is this Jen? I can't tell.
Yes.
It's Jen?
Yes.
Oh, how are you?
Good. I'm awake now.
Okay. Yes, you are. Oh, I'm so sad I missed you last time, but you're so sweet. This is Jen Barry. She was in Nashville, Tennessee, and she's awesome.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Good. I see you've been enjoying your vacation.
Yes, thank goodness. I mean, my house guests leave tomorrow, so then it's back to work for me. But I've been trying to, soak up the days while I have them.
Well, I was watching days right now. I'm listening to you, and you're not on, so I'm bummed about that. But at least I get to talk to you.
No, I'll be on tomorrow and Friday, though.
Yay! Well, I'm put on now because, I like Teresa and, I can't think of his name, JJ. But the Daniel thing is interesting. I'm kind of liking that.
Me too.
Because, it's going to get under Jennifer's skin. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, totally.
So I've watched Days for forever, on and off for like 20-some years. So I'm interested to know if you've ever met Brian DeTillo, who plays Lucas, because he's one of my favorites too.
I have met him. We've never really talked, but, I've met him in passing in the makeup room. But he seems really nice.
I wish they would use him more.
What?
I wish they would use him more. Like, he's hardly ever on.
Like
he's a member, because they have Sammy with, EJ and stuff, so it's like they don't know what to do with him. But I wish they would bring someone on for him or give him some kind of a storyline. Maybe Teresa could go after him, too.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't know if she wants to mess with her cousin Sammy, but
they're both about the same. There, like she was saying the other day.
I know they are pretty similar, which is just a crazy and humbling experience for me because Allison's awesome.
All right. Well, I know there's more that want to talk to you. I just wanted to try and say hi.
Well, hi, I'm so glad you got through this time, and of course we'll be tweeting, and I love you, and I miss you, and I hope I get to see you soon.
You too. Thanks, Tom.
Bye, Jen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, let's see. Next up we have area code 703. You're on with Jen.
But is that me?
Yes, it's you. You're on with Jen.
Hi. Hi, Jen. I had no idea until I found out today that you were a fellow Virginian.
Oh, yes. Where are you from? 703. 703 is Northern Virginia?
I live in Northern Virginia, but I'm originally from Norfolk. So.
Norfolk. Got it. Yeah. I was like, I know it. 703.
Yeah.
Nice.
So anyway, I have really enjoyed you coming to the show. I was told about you several times. I helped run a fan page with Brandon Sofranco, who I'm sure you are very familiar with, and he raved about you, and I am very excited that you're on the show. So,
thank you. Thank you so much, and thanks for calling in. That's awesome.
Oh, I want to ask you, where did you go to college in Virginia?
Yes, I went to the University of Virginia.
Oh, cool. Okay. I went to Mary Washington.
Oh, nice. I applied to Mary Washington, got in, and I thought that's where I wanted to go for a little while. It's a great school.
How about that? Well, I'm a lot older. When I was there, we were part of UVA. UVA was wasn't co-ed.
Exactly.
We
it's like the
either.
Sister school.
Yeah.
I almost went there because I was like, I don't know if I want like a smaller college.
Yeah, I went to a small high school,
you know.
So I needed that. Yeah, UVA. I have a cousin who was big at UVA, and because of him, I chose Mary Washington. It was as close as I could get. What was I going to say? I just wanted to say I had no idea, you know, about what you've been doing with the charity work, and I'm really enthused because I used to be a social worker down in Norfolk, and
oh, wow.
I work with foster children, so I'm really excited. I want to look into that more and see what you're doing. That's awesome.
Oh, please do. Child Help has a branch in Virginia, one of their main offices.
Okay.
So, yeah, get involved with that and check it out for sure. That's
okay.
Awesome.
And one more thing. If you can get a group to do a fan group in D.C. sometime, I would love it. There's plenty of us here, I'm sure.
Oh, I know. I would love it, too. It's just a matter of getting the group together and organizing it and knowing when to fly there because, you know, in the winter things can get canceled. And, yeah, I mean, I hope to get to do more fan events later, but it's definitely on my list because I would have some of my closest friends live in Washington, D.C., and my mom's from there, so I would love to do that. But, I mean, got a long list to go, so hopefully that can be on my list next year.
That would be awesome. Well, thanks for talking to me, and I'm sorry to take up so much of your time.
No,
it's great.
I apologize.
It's great
thanks
to meet you.
In.
My name is Dana, and it's great to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you, Dana. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You, Dana.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. We have got one more call. Let's see. All right, area code 207, you're on with Jen. Hello?
Hi, Dawn.
Hi,
Hello?
Travis.
How's it
Hi.
Going?
Hi, you're on with, it's going good, how are you?
Very well, thanks for taking my call, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Wow, you're very welcome. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing very well, so 207, do you live in San Diego?
No, I live in Maine.
Oh, I thought your area code was 207. Oh,
yeah,
it might be Portland.
Yeah, it is. What's that?
Well, anyway, Maine. I've never been there, but I've heard it's beautiful.
This is Travis. It's Gabtown Diva host on Twitter.
Nice. That's right.
Yeah,
we had
talked in the last show you were on. And I just wanted to call and just tell you that I'm still loving what you're doing. And thank you very much and just supporting everything you're doing. And I think that, you know, as fans, all I see is positive feedback about you being on games. And I'm so looking forward to see what's coming up next for you as a star on games. And I was just wondering, so far, out of all the scenes you have done, on days, because you've done a lot, you know, that we've seen. What's been your favorite moment on days so far?
Of the ones that have aired?
Yes.
I think my favorite moment of the ones that have aired is when it's a toss up. It's either the very first time I meet Jennifer and I say you first, or because that cracked me up. I mean, I never, when I'm watching myself, I am naturally a blonde, and so I'm still not used to, this is my first role that my second role that I've been able to see, you know, as a brunette, and so I'm always forgetting that it's me that I'm watching, actually, because it doesn't look like me at all to myself. So I laugh sometimes, and I'm like, this is so weird, I'm laughing at my own self, but so I liked the you first moment, and I also really liked the moment when Jennifer comes in her office and she has headphones on, and she's like, what? I can't hear you. She's like, I've been calling your name 3 times. She's like, okay. I'm just, like, cracking up, so, I mean, I really like my scenes. I mean, of what's aired, those are probably my two favorite. But of what I've shot, you guys don't even know. It's going to get so good. And I'm really excited about scenes tomorrow, so I can't wait to watch those.
I know. I heard you talk about that earlier. I'm so excited to watch that because
it's
all
so
your
funny.
Scenes so far have been, all of your scenes so far have been awesome. I mean, your scenes with JJ, your scenes with Jennifer, your scenes with Daniel. And, you know, I've been an avid Bees fan for 20 years, so... Just, you know, having you on there and just the way you present yourself and the way you are portrayed is just awesome. So, just thank
yeah.
you so much.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, my God. Not a problem. I look forward to longevity of having Teresa on Dave. I think you're just, you know, breath of fresh air, and I think you're exactly what Dave needs. So, thank you. Awesome.
Well, thank you. I mean, it means a ton to me that you've been watching Dave for 20 years and that you're already, you know, become a fan. It just, I can't even tell you how much that means to me. So I really, really appreciate you giving me a chance, and thank you so much for calling in again.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. Yeah, the other day when I had messaged you, I didn't say it the way I wanted to. So I was like, well, at least if I can call in and explain it to her, I can, you know, say it the way I want to. So. Just know that you're doing awesome, and we just love you. So, just I look
Thank
forward
you.
To chatting and hopefully chat with you on my own talk show next month. So, thank
yes.
you so much.
All righty, I'll talk to you then. Have a great night.
Yes, ma'am. You
Thank
too.
You, Travis.
Thank you.
Hi.
Love you. Bye bye.
Ah, well, Dan, this has been so much fun, and. We are, I have to second what Travis just said. We are loving you on days. You're doing such a great job, and you're keeping us in stitches already. I mean, just the scenes are just phenomenal, and just the way you just have that nonchalant, to me, are you talking to me kind of thing, attitude, it's really cool. So we look forward to what's to come for sure. It's going to be a blast, so can't wait.
I can't wait either, and hopefully tomorrow is as funny as I felt like it was. You know, I might be sticking my foot in my mouth, but at least I remember that Sean and I were like, this is ridiculously funny. So
I'm sure it's going to be because we've been laughing so far, and, you know, and we both know, you know, in real life you both are funny, and it's going to be great chemistry. I think it's going to be great tomorrow. So we look forward to that, and what's to come with your storyline moving forward. It's going to be exciting, and can't wait. So thank you so very much for spending a little
thank
time
you,
with us this evening, Jen. It has been a real pleasure.
Thanks, same. All right, well, have a great night and a great weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
All right, well, take care.
Bye, Don.
Bye-bye. Jen Lilly, everyone, was that not the most amazing time? I mean, she is awesome, in a word, just plain awesome. And I love her on days. I mean, I can definitely say that oftentimes when a soap casts a character that has that snarkiness and that attitude about them, it's really hard for me to like them, but I love Teresa. I mean, Teresa is shaking things up in Salem, and which I think is going to keep things interesting for a lot of different characters, not just, you know, it won't be just one storyline. I think she kind of is one of those that's going to kind of go across all different lines into different territories. So, and right now, you know, early indication, I'm not so sure she couldn't take on Stefano. That might be a stretch, but I mean, she's that gutsy, you know. I think she'd try and wouldn't think twice about it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And it's so exciting for her to say, you know, stay tuned. If you think it's good now, it's coming. So I know Dave fans everywhere are so excited. So we want to say a huge thank you to Jen Lilly for being our special guest this evening. And thank you to our callers who called in. And if you called in and you didn't get a chance to speak to her, we do apologize. We actually only had her for 30 minutes, and she stayed over, which was very gracious. But so very glad that you guys teamed in and you were here with us. And what a great interview. I could talk to her all night. And she's from my neck of the woods, the East Coast. I mean, originally she's from Virginia. And so anytime there's someone on the program from a neighboring state, hey, I'm really excited about that. So, again, we'd love to have her back anytime, and hopefully we will get to have her back later on to talk about what's going on with the show at that point in time. Now, a little announcement coming tomorrow night. If you've been following us on Twitter, you may already know this, but if not, if you were a fan of Little House on the Prairie, we've got bad girl Nellie Olson herself, Allison Arngrim. She is going to be with us tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., and we'll be taking your calls if you've got any questions for her. She's written a book, Confessions of a Prairie Bitch, and talking about her time on the series and the ins and outs behind the scenes, and she's actually taken the show on the road. It's become a spinoff, a one-woman show, and it's kind of a comedy flair, and it's she's performing to sell-out crowds in New York City and all around. So it's going to be a great interview. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, so we hope that you can join us for that. And I would just tell you that tomorrow is August 1st, and typically in the Carolinas, August is a very hot month, and it probably will be. But in terms of our show here, August is going to be super hot. We've got some great guests coming, and we actually, and I will say this, we just booked a Dave's character today, and she'll be on in August. I won't tell you now because it's a little too soon, but yeah, so just stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter. We're VT Mike Radio. We'd love to, you know, have you follow us and keep up with what we're doing. And hey, if there's somebody that you'd like for us to try to get on our show here, tweet us. You know, drop us a line, let us know, because we are always, you know, kind of looking from all different places to try to get the best of the best on our show here. And we love getting the days, folks, for you guys. So, again, we want to say a huge thank you to Jen Lilly for being with us this evening, and also to all of you for being here. We greatly appreciate it. And so that is going to wrap our show, folks. And hope you have a great night, and we hope to see you right back here tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Eastern. So take care, all. Good night.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, the one listening to this. Go to Stitcher.com and download the free app. It's a free app that lets you listen to our show 24/7, 365, anytime you'd like. You don't ever have to miss another episode again. And you can listen to thousands more shows and stations just like ours. So go now. Download it to your mobile devices, your Androids, your iPhones, your iPads, whatever you got. It's Stitcher.com, and it's free. Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast, and as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.